Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06. It is the Monday after Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday. A lot of people, although I feel like shopping is really weird this year, too, because people are probably going to do the bulk of it online. And the Black Friday stuff has been spread out and you can't even go in most places anymore. So it's, holiday spirit is actually bringing us the celebrity trash because it's a weird spirit this year. 2020 is, I don't need to tell you. Been a pretty damn weird year.
I'm sure there will be special deals through some companies to inspire more shopping today, but I also feel like I just wanted to get it done. I didn't even think like, oh, I should wait. Also, one of the things that happens is you go, oh, you know what I need? And then you go there because these
the Black Friday
sales are on, and then you go, they're sold out. How do you not have socks? What?
Oh.
Like, a lot of stuff is sold through.
I think I might have bought all the socks. That might be why you're out of socks.
I don't know what...
Everybody gets socks and underwear.
This has affected the supply chain in a way that is super weird.
Like, and it's just so unpredictable.
Right. Everything's funky.
Right.
Everything.
The weirdest things.
Right.
Toilet paper seems to be okay right now. That's like the one thing I care about.
Yeah, you do want to be able to clean yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing good about having a dirty butt.
I did see some stores emptying racks. I mean, some posts from Scott Budman showing an empty rack of that used to be toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. So. I know you haven't left the house, but I've been out. The toilet paper's, it's not like it was, absolutely gone. But clearly people are worried about the winter months and have been... stockpiling.
Oh my god, I better send John to Costco.
Or honey, stop pooping. I mean,
one of those. I can do that too. Or hardly do that as it is. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Holiday Spirit. It's a crazy little spirit this year. Weird spirit. Christmas is going to be different this year. It makes it even more important to practice the holiday spirit. You got to bring on your own holiday spirit. You know, sometimes you got to look for it.
Get up on that roof. Hang those lights.
That is super. Well, that'll get something going. My adrenal glands are getting to work out. Hard times. Hard times, everyone. Find the holiday spirit where you can. Find the love where you can. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee before I get into the stories.
All right. Me too.
I had to wait because it was really hot.
Bottom out.
Oh, no. You're done.
That's okay. I need to pace myself. I told myself I wouldn't be tweaking by 8 o'clock again.
Oh, I like when you're tweaking by 8 o'clock. Well, you know, there's one thing I will never... I limit myself. I constantly beat myself up about stuff. I will never apologize for how much coffee I drink. And I'm drinking more. I drink double what I used to drink. It's so good. Just a hot cup of coffee searing down your throat and into your stomach. Oh, give it to me.
I like it too, but I you know, for the people who can have a cup and then go to sleep, I'm not that guy. In fact, I can't make coffee the night before because the smell will wake me up.
Oh, my goodness.
That smell is associated with waking up. So if I smell it at night, it gives me a jolt.
That's funny because I basically finish the pot now by the time the show's over. So then I clean everything and I make the new pot and I set the timer for tomorrow morning at like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm done with that. Yeah. So that just sits all day. I'm sure that's fine. What could go wrong?
It doesn't matter to you. That it doesn't matter.
No. All right. We're going to start with Jeopardy. As you know, Alex Trebek passed away 2 or 3 weeks ago at the most. They have not named a successor, and they shouldn't be in any rush to do this. And so what they're going to do is have guest hosts for a while. So they have new episodes that he was taping right up until, I think, October 29th is the day that I heard that those were the last episodes that he'd taped. So they've got plenty of them in the can.
All right.
But they're going to start producing again November 30th, which is today. So they've got enough episodes, I think, to get them through Christmas and possibly the first week of the new year. But then after that, they'll have to start airing new episodes, and they start taping them today. They're going to do guest hosts for the time being. Ken Jennings is up first. So he is known as the winningest contestant of all time. I think he had the most games and the most winnings. And there was the guy who gave him a run for his money earlier this year, or possibly late last year. Time is really
Holzhauer,
James Holzhauer, but he never did pass the amount of money that Ken Jennings had won. So Ken is gonna, and he wants the gig. Believe me, Ken Jennings is like, yes, I will be the host for Jeopardy.
Sure.
I would love to. So he's the first guest host.
I don't necessarily think being good at the game will make you a good host, but I do think he has credibility in the game, which should sort of give him a head start.
Right.
Whether or not he can carry the show, though, in the right way and not get in the way of the show. And there's a lot there that you take for granted that someone's doing that someone could, well, we'll know watching guest hosts do it. You know what I mean?
Wow. And that's the way to go with this thing, because honestly, if you name someone, it goes wrong a lot. You know, you're like, this is the guy. And then a weekend, they're like, oh, this is not the guy.
Is it LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
Do you have that name there?
Oh, I don't have a full list. I've just, you know, got a little.
I don't know what he does. He does some other trivia game regularly. And
I don't know.
There's been a write-in.
Reading Rainbow.
There's been a write-in, I don't know what they call that, campaign, I guess is the way to word it, trying to get him to be the host. And you know what? It'd be great for them to let him try. But that's, you don't hand someone the keys to the car without letting them, you know, have a few practice runs and decide, that looks great.
Yes. That's what you want to do. I don't have a full list of like the people who are going to guest host. They're starting with Ken Jennings. He says there'll only ever be one Alex Trebek, but I'm honored to be helping Jeopardy out with this. The producer, I guess he's the executive producer. His name is Mike Richards. He says Alex believed in the importance of the show and always said he wanted it to go on after him. We'll honor his legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved. Oh, it looks like they're going to end this year by replaying some of his best episodes. So memorable moments from Alex Trebek. And then they're airing his final week of episodes that starts on January 4th. The episodes that Ken films next this week, starting today, will air later in January. I don't have word on like a full list. However, Dane Cook, the comedian, he claims that they've called him, and he, of course, says he's interested.
I love Jeopardy. I can just watch it and get away from it all.
Dane Cook's half-brother and business manager stole millions from the comic. This crime of misappropriating bank funds. Jeffrey,
what is embezzlement?
That's the word.
And then it flashes back to Dane going, I was here to get away from my problems.
You know...
And he's
I don't even think he's that funny. This may be the best thing he's ever done. Right here. That is the look on his face is
I'm sorry. It's processing. I'm a question on Jeopardy. They didn't have to put me in there. Plenty of people have been embezzled from. And I'm the example they used. Okay. He says, though, that he did get called to be a guest host, and he said, I could barely spit out what is yes quick enough.
Oh my god, that so is he's, too. Look at the look.
I know
it's frozen.
It's so great though. He's just like, that is the what now face. What now? Sorry, what now? What now?
Yeah, I never really understood his comedy. I know that he was big with a certain, you know, age group or something like that. And I'd seen him act a couple times and he was fine. But that little clip is very good.
I just want to kick back and relax with some Jeopardy.
Get away from it all.
Anyway, so Dane Cook is, he might just be making up that they've called him, but. Why wouldn't they? It's hilarious.
Well, that's what these write-in campaigns where people, decide we're going to get this person hired. On one hand, it's extremely flattering that a group of people would try to campaign on someone else's behalf. But I don't know how many execs feel obligated now because, 4,000 people signed this thing via the internet.
Right.
That they, well, we better go with this guy. I mean, we're going to have 4,000 mad people if we don't do
this. Well, at least give them a shot, right? I mean, they can really take their time
with that,
with this. Yeah. Take your time, guys. Find the right person. It's Jeopardy. It's going to go on. The quinquagenarian boxing match.
I don't know what you just said.
I think they made this word up. Quinquagenarian. This is two people in their 50s.
Tyson and Jones Jr.
Yeah. It happened Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
Nobody. I mean, people did see it. People paid $50 and saw it. And there's actually, there turns out, I didn't know this ahead of time, but Snoop Dogg, one of those Snoopy.
Huh?
Snoop Dogg was like the color guy. Mm-hmm. And he's the best part of this. So 54-year-old Mike Tyson, 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr., they fought on Saturday. It was it wasn't a real, it was just an exhibition. But they did fight. They threw punches. It ended in a draw officially, but people are saying Tyson looked like the clear-cut winner.
Well, Tyson actually exercised pre-fight. The picture of Jones, I'm like, dude, do some push-ups before a big fight. You're gonna be pictured with your shirt off
at the very least.
Get
those pecs going. Come on.
I mean, he's a guy who I don't know what he can do now because obviously that wasn't an example of it. But he was a great fighter in his day. Excellent.
Tyson landed 67 of 193 punches. For a 34.7% accuracy rate. Jones landed 37 punches out of 236 thrown, which is like 15%. It was $50. And the best part, everyone is saying, was Snoop Dogg's commentary.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr., Snoop.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue. get your uncle out of there. Get him out. You go. Meet me in the backyard. I'm tired of this. Meet me back here, huh? Boy, look at my uncles. Look at my uncles out there fighting in the backyard.
My uncle's fighting at a barbecue.
All right.
It's perfect. By the way, Snoop would probably love this too. Tyson said, I smoked a joint right before I went into the fight. And then he threw 193 punches in 16 minutes. Tyson said, listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoked during fights. I had to smoke. Sorry, I'm a smoker. I smoked every day. I never stopped smoking. It's just who I am. So that's it. They each got $1 million.
Very well done.
Thank you. Tyson and Jones each took home $1 million. They're saying here that Tyson could end up making $10 million for his win, while Jones would make another $3 million. I thought they said it was a draw. I don't understand how all this works. Anyway, Tyson also says, I would absolutely be interested in fighting again. Jones said, I don't know.
Oh, he's clearly not.
I don't know. I got to talk
on the comeback trail.
Yeah.
And Tyson, I don't know who's out there in. Well, I kind of do. I don't know that he'd do very well against a couple of the heavyweights are super tall dudes. And Tyson's thing when he was young was he'd get right in underneath them and hurt him bad and fast. But I don't think he can do that anymore.
They just put their.
I just don't think he's that guy that he used to be.
Let me at him.
It didn't matter how tall the guys were. He'd come right in underneath and just bully him. It was over so fast every time, but he's not that guy anymore.
Well, right. He's 54.
Right.
You know, just enjoy your pot farm.
54 ain't 19.
Like a pot, no. He's like a pot school, right? He doesn't just have a pot farm. He has like classes and crap.
Place. Yeah. I thought he had a resort or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That.
Is that it?
I think it's
so
a resort.
So maybe they do like lectures and you can go learn all about weed and stay there and smoke. And sounds fun. As long as you don't get in a fight with Mike, you should be fine. Moving on. Speaking of camps and farms and stuff, Jennifer Lawrence, they have her family has a family farm. I'm not going to say she bought it for him. I don't know. Yeah, she probably did. So it's in Kentucky. And the thing has, well, one of the barns, I guess they have a camp there, a summer camp.
Okay.
It's called Camp Hi-Ho. Hi-Ho. What? It's called Camp Hi-Ho.
All right.
On Saturday, they announced the terrible news. There was a huge fire. They're saying ravaged by a horrible fire. It is with the heaviest of hearts we confirm the news. We lost our barn last night in a horrible fire. We're deeply thankful no people or animals were hurt, but we're mourning the loss of years of hard work and memories that occurred in these walls. They thank the Simpsonville Fire Department and all the other firefighters who responded. Nothing out of her yet, but I mean, I don't know if she ever visited Camp Hi-Ho or if she was just like, here's a camp, have this. I'm going to be in Hollywood. But anyway, it's never cool when you hear, you know, I always think about Liam and Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus's place. I'd seen tons of videos from that place and, you know, she has had all those animals and stuff. And remember
during the Malibu fires?
Yes. And there, I mean, he actually just recently, he just sold the lot, 7.5 acres in the Malibu foothills. And it looks like he basically got $3.6 million for the property. I mean, there is a pool still there, but the house itself is burnt down. The Woolsey fire, remember that?
So the pool didn't burn. That's good.
Well, it's funny because it's not funny at all, but I'm looking at the overhead shot of this thing and it is a ruin with a gorgeous pool and surround. Right. I mean, it's like, oh boy, that sucks. That sucks hard. Earlier this year, Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. She actually did that long ago. Earlier this year, she got control of Joe Exotic's Oklahoma Zoo. And this is, we were actually talking about how at the beginning of pandemic, like everyone was like, oh, this is so weird. Oh, and Tiger King is happening. And oh, this will end soon, right? I mean, by the summer we'll be. So back to the olden days.
Right.
When we were young and innocent. So she won control of Joe Exotic's Oklahoma Zoo as payment for a lawsuit that she won against him years ago. They finally said, look, you just turn this land over to her. He is currently serving time for trying to have Carol murdered, allegedly. So the zoo has been under the control of that other prize on that show, that Jeff Lowe guy.
Right.
He's just seems so cool. She finally visited the property last week, and it was a mess. Surprise. I don't know. There must not be animals there.
They have to have confiscated those animals from that guy. There's right. no way that they just left them to fend for themselves in an unattended. I mean, it seems weird that they allowed tigers to just be raised by this guy to begin with, but that's got to be a hazard for the surrounding community if lions are hungry and escaping from their pens.
No one is coming to feed them.
Right.
They do. What did they say? It's like $10,000 a year to feed one of these cats. So yeah, I have to assume that there's no. So she goes to visit the facility and she says it was a mess. Piles of trash and rotting meat all over the place and some interesting graffiti. Which no one is claiming. One message on the side of a building said that Carol got backdoor relations from President Trump. So that's fun. And another said, if Carol killed her husband, clap your hands. There's some of it. You can see there she's taking pictures of selfies with the writing in the background. Carol's people think Jeff did it. But he said to TMZ, you think of all people she'd know about being accused of something without evidence.
Ah, good one.
You can't prove it. And I'll leave you with this. Megan Fox has filed for divorce from Brian Austin Green. Man, things are getting serious with the love of her entire life, Machine Gun Kelly.
I'm bummed. So she's not going to put it back together with.
Yeah, no. I'm bummed too, Vinny. I'll be bummed with you. Let's be bummed together. She filed divorce documents after about 10 and a half years of marriage. She wants joint legal and physical custody. It sounds like she's trying to keep it easy. And she wants to terminate the ability for either of them to get child support or spousal support. I'm sorry, just spousal support. They want child support. Although I don't know who's going to get that.
Yeah. Does she still act? I don't
does
know
he
if she still
act.
I feel like she would have made more in her career than he has.
I agree, right?
But I don't know if she's still viable, you know?
Well,
I mean,
Machine
I think
Gun
that
Gal-
she
Kelly
wasn't it
she
that she had said some stuff about that director.
She called him Hitler.
Yeah, and then Michael she's Bay. Never been hired again since.
Mm.
Looks like she has five things coming out.
Oh, good for well, there you go.
What about him? He's busy raising their kids. She's right. busy banging Machine Gun Kelly, and he's busy raising their kids. They got married in June.
That's gotta hurt.
They got married in June of 2010 in Hawaii. They have three kids, and I guess there's some disparity. He's saying we just separated right before quarantine in March, and she's like, no, 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 it was the summer before that.
Oh boy,
not that any of it matters,
yikes.
But that is over, and I think we all. Saw that coming. It was just a matter of who was going to file paperwork. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
He strikes me, the new boyfriend, he strikes me as a kid. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, not that she can't date anyone any age that she wants, but
isn't he early 20s and she's like 34 or 5?
Something.
No, I thought he's older than that.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
They're
seem
like
to
three
be.
Or 4 years difference, I think.
Oh.
It's 100 years between them.
Fine. Well, coming up in the news, I have flight attendant whore.
Well,
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.